inspired me to find a way to get in the way. And I got in trouble. Good trouble. Necessary trouble.
Private remote connection established. Accessing Resilience Flight Recorder Data Directory. File selected. Playing log.
Computer. Bloodwine. Computer, begin recording personal logs. Personal log, stardate 212608.29. We had the memorial service today for Commander Strawn. He had a tragic but honorable death, saving Lieutenant Mesha. The lieutenant managed to escape with only minor injuries. However, she now battles with demons of the mind. Her abrupt exit at the memorial while speaking was concerning. T'Vell and I found her attempting to meditate control over her feeling. She was not successful. The situation was complicated even more when Dr. Narlin attempted to assert dominion over Mesha's treatment. This sparked another battle in the war of Dr. Narlin and Dr. Flint. I agree that Lieutenant Flint should respect the authority of the Chief Medical Officer. However, her characterization of Narlin being derelict in his duty to the full crew is not something which can be ignored. I will have to address this with Captain Moore at some point. Speaking of which, this evening Captain Moore and I will be dining with Admiral Kangallan in his quarters. I am not looking forward to that. It took all my restraint this afternoon to keep from breaking him in half the way he spoke to Lieutenant Mesha. I am not fond of bullies, and the Admiral is clearly the biggest one I've seen. I had honestly thought that misogyny and xenophobia had died out amongst the humans years ago. But there it was in engineering for all to see. He praises a male officer and degrades a female. I half expected to be dismissed so the men could talk. This is one area where the Klingons have the advantage over humans. Both sexes fight equally for the Empire. Of course, there are no women on the council, leading the great houses or the generals. At least we fight as equals. Even more puzzling is Captain Moore. He is practically a giddy schoolboy over the Admiral. I half expected the Admiral to give him a treat to roll over and do other tricks. And it's a little weird of him to ask about his father's medical test. It's like he's too close to the people under his command. There is so much about this situation which is sounding red alert. I don't like it, and in particular, I don't like the Admiral. When I get my own ship, I'll pray to Kallus that it's under a different Admiral. Something about Kilgallen is dangerous. I hope the Captain is only going through a phase. This had better not happen every time the Admiral is in range, or I will be looking for a post somewhere else. I will not berate someone for a mistake, and I will not roll over for the patak. My honor is worth more than that. I am grateful to Captain Moore for giving me this chance to be his first officer. So far, he has come across as a good man. And I think he is exactly what the Resilience needed. In the few days he's been here, it seems like there's a sense of new life despite the recent tragedies. On a lighter note, I received another communication from my mother today. She keeps asking when I'm going to come back home to Chapori 2 for a visit. Her letter included an unnecessarily long story about Mrs. Thom's gout. You would think a 97-year-old woman would take better care of herself and listen when the doctor tells her to lay off the Andorian ice borers. The worst part is, I've seen her eat a tray of ice borers with blood sauce, and it's not a sight for the weak of heart. If I had to compare it to something, I would have to say it's like a pack of targs eating a fang beast after a glorious kill. There's blood everywhere and a lot of snorting. At least the fang beast is no longer suffering. Not sure I could say the same for the ice borers. I should be grateful she talked about Mrs. Thom and didn't keep asking when I'm going to settle down and begin giving her grandchildren. I don't have the heart to tell her why I'm not in a relationship she would approve of. Actually, I don't know if I would actually call it a relationship. It might be better be called a convenient complication. Prowl knows my feelings about prestige and nobility. He still plans to go back to take over his family's house on Kate one day. If what I'm hearing about the new captain is true, I will want to put an end to this situation. Prowl wanted to talk with me this afternoon, but I told him it wouldn't be a good idea right now. This was not well received. Of all the people on the ship, why did I pick the one who comes from the background, which is everything I despise? The great houses of Kate are no different than the great houses of the Empire. They are all a way for the elite to hold power over the rest of the population. Either you work for one of these houses, or you're a faceless no one in the crowd. I heard and saw what that life did to my parents, and for what? So my father could have his honor stripped away and he ended up dying because of a grudge? The Federation may be imperfect, but it's still more stable. Kate may have held on to their class structure, but they have made it work within the Federation. Kronos could learn from them. Although I don't see that ever happening. I was also invited to something called Ladies' Night by Lieutenant Colt. She described it as a fun night of women supporting one another. It seems the support she is referring to is whatever we need, such as a relationship or career. Apparently, the idea comes from a group of women who would meet regularly on the Intrepid. Somehow, she's convinced the ship's counselor, Tavel, to participate. I'm not really sure how I feel about this. I know as first officer I need to be more accessible to the crew, but this almost feels too familiar. Maybe with only three people it won't be so bad. Besides, that's tomorrow night's problem. For now, it's time to get ready to report to the Admiral's quarters with him and Captain Moore. The truth is, it feels like someone took a rusty duck-tuck and carved a six-inch valley into my cranial ridges. Kales, help me. Computer. End of log entry.
End of selected file. Logging out. Deleting connection data. Private remote connection closed.
The cast for this bonus episode in order of appearance: Amy Welch as the computer, Patty Knox as Commander Chirega Doth, additional credits available at starshipresilience.com. If you are enjoying Starship Resilience, be sure to subscribe or follow us on your favorite podcasting app so you get every new episode when it comes out. Also, please take a moment to rate and review Starship Resilience to help make it easier for others to find us. You can connect with fans of the show by searching Starship Resilience on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky. Tune in on December 3rd for Episode 5, Ladies' Night. Star Trek and all related marks, logos, characters are solely owned by CBS Studios Inc. Necessary Trouble Productions, StarshipResilience.com, the promotion thereof, and this band production is not endorsed by, sponsored by, nor affiliated with CBS, Paramount Pictures, or any other Star Trek franchise, and is a non-commercial fan-made audio drama intended for recreational use. No commercial exhibition or distribution is permitted. This has been a Necessary Trouble production.